Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this production of Penalty Box Radio. Justin Bradford here with you, and I'm here with Chris Ingram of the Ingram Agency as a partner of Penalty Box Radio. Chris, tell us a little about yourself.
The Ingram Agency is Tennessee's largest farmers insurance agency. We handle auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance, business insurance, and all things retirement planning. So if anybody out there needs that, and they do, they should come to us for it.
And he's a huge Predators fan, a season ticket holder. And what's one of your favorite memories with the Nashville Predators?
Favorite memory by far, it's a couple years ago, my four-year-old son's at the game. Johansson gets second star of the game, skates around in a circle, points at my son, hands him his game stick right over the glass. We've still got it hanging in our basement.
That's awesome. All right, enjoy the podcast. All right, Justin Bradford, Penalty Box Radio, here with Emma Knoll, who has some exciting news to share with us. It's exciting news for high school hockey players in Nashville, Tennessee. And Emma, you recently committed to King's College. Just how exciting is this for you to make this commitment to know that you play hockey in Middle Tennessee and now get to go on to play college hockey?
You know, it's an absolute dream, you know, ever since I started hockey. And, you know, knowing that wasn't too long ago. I actually started in 2012. So to think, wow, like it took 6 years, but I made it, and I made it to the NCAA like that. It's absolutely wonderful. There's really no words.
And so currently you play with the team that's based out of Hendersonville, but it's one of those co-op teams. So what school do you actually attend to, and how exciting is it to play on that team right now for high school?
So I play for the Hendersonville team. It co-ops with Beach, Merrill Hyde, and Station Camp. So right now I actually am a senior at Station Camp, and it's great. You know, the guys are super nice. It's fun being a senior on the team because you're kind of one of those leaders. And, you know, even though you are a girl, the guys do look up to you, and they're congratulating me on my accomplishments. And it's just, great to work with a good group of guys.
And so far you played six games here in the season, five assists. So do you consider yourself a playmaker? Is that your specialty?
Yeah, I like to think, Coach, he puts me at center and on third line. I think it's good. You know, I'm usually the one that's usually in front of the net getting those assists and everything, to the other guys. And it's just, it's great. I get to work with a lot of good players.
And so back to King's College, part of the United Collegiate Hockey Conference, D3 NCAA. So what drew you to King's College? I know that when we last talked to you on video a few months ago, too, you were working on getting set up to go tour a bunch of colleges up in the Northeast and everything. So what led you to King's College? What was that process like for you?
Well, actually, I remember when we had that previous conversation, I was getting ready for a college camp in the summer at Oswego in New York State. And at that college, I actually met with Megan Ahern, which is the assistant coach at King's College. And she was just such a wonderful woman to meet. She was so inspiring. And she even told me, she was like, before you went on the ice, I knew I wanted you because I was the type of person they were looking for. There at King's College, one thing that really did draw me in was that, not only did they want to make good hockey players, they wanted to develop and have good people at the college. And I thought that was very important, especially for the team camaraderie. And when I visited in September, I visited for 4 days over the homecoming weekend for them, and it was just great. It was a small Catholic school up there. It's just so down to earth. People are so nice in a cute little town. So it felt like home. So I'm excited to attend there next fall.
So you're part of Nashville girls hockey as well, and it's one of those things that I know we've talked about it as well, that now that you're going on to play college hockey, that you're obviously going to be a role model to a lot of young girls in the Nashville area that are starting to play hockey. The NWHL All-Star Game is coming to Nashville, so it just shows tremendous growth for women playing hockey. Just what does it feel to be able to have that kind of accomplishment?
It feels great. I remember when I first started playing hockey, I was looking up to those older girls and, seeing that a couple of the alumni have gone off to play college hockey, in the ACHA. And I just want to let the girls know that there's so many pathways for college hockey. And it just, it takes a lot on your part, for reaching out to coaches and emailing and phone calls, but it's definitely well worth it. And, I started doing that sophomore year, contacting coaches, and I just really never looked back. And, it's almost like you find your niche. Like, being from Nashville, it definitely was tough, getting people to notice you or know the program or even know that you exist. But it was such a thrill to see the response I got when I actively sought out coaches. And it's so amazing because lately I've been, working with the little kids and everything at the lab and getting to know the younger teams. And they, they do look up to you. And I think that's super important to know that, wow, she can do it, so can I. So I definitely you know, am looking forward to going off and making a name for myself and also coming back and, you know, help a program that helped me so much.
Well, that's, I think we talked about it before. That is very good coach speak right there. That is, you're setting yourself up for a great future in terms of hockey right there, because you obviously have a great understanding of the game. And so with that too, just who has been a great influence on you in terms of your career to help you get to this right mindset as a player and a right mindset just as a person in general?
Well, there's definitely two people that come to mind. First of all is, you know, my mom. You know, she always was like, if you have a dream, just never give up. And I remember the countless hours of, you know, driving me to practice. You know, I really got into, you know, sports psychology because definitely playing with the boys throughout the past 4 years, you know, confidence has been a key factor in playing. And I remember my mom getting me books and, you know, readings and just very supportive in any way possible. And then another person that comes to mind is Allie Lacombe, who's my coach for the U-17 team at NGH. And, you know, she, I remember we would, sophomore year, we would go get coffee before and after, like, 5 a.m. practices together just to talk about colleges and make spreadsheets. And she knew so much, so I knew that I had to be a sponge around her to, you know, acquire that information of how the collegiate, you know, recruiting process works and how her experience was, and just the best advice from someone who's been through it. So I look forward to being like both of them, you know, very supportive and also having that information to pass along to the younger generation.
That's amazing advice and just an amazing aspect to the game right there, and wise beyond your years, Emma. So congratulations again on your commitment. It's very exciting, and I know that everyone here in Middle Tennessee, we're all proud of you and your accomplishments and can't wait to follow your career in college hockey.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dustin.